Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of Bharat Ke Vaah, where we uncover the hidden treasures of India's rich heritage and spirituality. Today, our journey takes us to the lesser known but mesmerizing Airavateshwara Temple in Kanchi. Tucked away opposite the Kachchapeshwara Temple, amidst towering structures, the Airavateshwara Temple stands as a testament to the artistic brilliance of the Pallava dynasty. This relatively small temple, constructed by Rajasimha Pallava, features a Mukhamandapa connected to the Garbhagriha. Its west-facing design showcases a distinct Nagaravimana, a sight to behold from the ground level. Within the Garbhagriha lies a Dharalinga and a remarkable Somaskanda panel adorning the rear wall. Presiding deity is none other than Airavateshwara, the lord with a divine connection to Airavata. According to legends, Airavata, the celestial elephant, emerged from the ocean during the Samudra Mathana and churning the off ocean. With a deep desire to become the chief of the Ashtadiggajas, the eight directional elephants, and to serve as the mount of Lord Indra, the lord of Devas, Airavata embarked on a profound journey. To achieve his aspirations, Airavata chose to worship Lord Shiva at this very temple. His sincere devotion and unwavering faith touched the heart of Lord Shiva, who granted him the boons he sought. The temple's Garbhagriha is guarded by two majestic Dwarapalakas on either side, while the northern and southern walls inside are adorned with divine depictions. The central arches feature exquisite Toranas on a broad central face, a true testament to the Pallava artistic prowess. Additionally, the temple boasts Karnakutas and Bhadrashalas above the Prastara. Four Vrisha or Nandi figures grace the Griva, adding to the temple's architectural grandeur. Niches surrounding the Garbhagriha are adorned with depictions of Kalasamhara to the east, Dakshinamurti to the south, Vishnu to the west and Brahma to the north, aligning with the Agamic conventions. As we explore further, we find Durga in the north and Ganapati in the south, adorning the Ardhamandapa. The intricate details and architectural patterns of the temple evoke a sense of awe and reverence. And with this captivating journey into the Airavateshwara Temple, we conclude today's episode. Thank you for joining us on Bharat Ke Vaah, where we unveil the stories behind India's hidden gems. If you found today's episode enlightening, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. Until next time, may your spiritual path be filled with divine grace of Lord Shiva and the awe-inspiring beauty of India's sacred temples. Namaste.